Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Gracefully yours on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Enlightenment. Kind of like flying for the first time. If you have ever taken flying lessons and what it feels like to take that stick for the first time. Woo! And that's what a lot of there's exhilaration you can hear in my voice. I don't know that it's not happy exhilaration. It's kind of intoxicating to do what we do for a living and have the freedom to express ourselves when there's so much around to talk about. I was trying to explain, and I don't know if I did a good job of it, ladies, earlier on, the feeling after all these years that there is something we can do, that we have impact, that people listen, because everybody's looking for some kind of direction. And so we accomplish a lot, I think, every day when we mingle our thoughts. Some of them are accepted to certain folks, others are not. But there's nothing dim about our conversation. There's a lot of brightness in it. So, Jennifer, you want to kick the ball? No, don't kick the can down the road, but take a shot at the ball.
Yes.
Will you please?
I will take a shot at the ball, and I will take a shot with some news about COVID-19, because we haven't talked about it as much lately. And that was a story that came out this weekend, that airline passengers were actually bringing COVID back and forth between JFK Airport into LAX. There was a story locally, I live in Los Angeles, in the LA Times over this past weekend about an American Airlines flight, 341, to Los Angeles that left Kennedy Airport on a morning in mid-March. The country was already on coronavirus lockdown. The flight wasn't full, but the 49 passengers and 8 crew shared restrooms, cabin air, narrow aisles. They probably hadn't implemented all the changes that airlines have now implemented at this moment. And a man in first class who was a retired Manhattan surgeon was infected with the virus. The day after the flight, he was rushed by ambulance to Cedars-Sinai here in L.A. He had a high fever, a phlegmy cough, and apparently the virus spread quickly among those he had contact with in the hours after leaving the airport, including at a Westside Los Angeles assisted living facility where a 32-year-old nurse and a dozen others later died from COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I think this matters because when we talk about the spread and about how to keep ourselves safe, it's amazing to me that they can track this man down that spread it not only to the passengers on the aircraft that he was with, also into the nursing home that he visited before he went into the hospital himself. But certainly, there's some. It's amazing how that contact tracing can work, but also just how slow some industries were to react, and not to poop on the airline industry, because we've done a lot of that in a bit in the last few months. But I think when we realize how quickly we shut down the country, the fact that there really wasn't any screening in place, at least for the initial few first 2-3 weeks of airline travel, pretty problematic. And it makes you wonder just how much of this was spread, even on those half-empty flights across countries and states, well, back and forth.
The confinement that one exists in or under in a single-aisle plane is tremendously different. This is me, the plane nerd, talking about what used to be versus what is. There used to be, at least as far as American is concerned, they ran 8 or 9 flights a day between New York and Los Angeles in a double-aisle 767. They decided the planes were too expensive to operate, so they put them on the ground. They bought cheap single-aisle planes and put 3 classes of service and started running hourly service between New York and Los Angeles. So that fit them. Passengers reacted fairly well to the more comfortable seats, but the same number of people that were riding in a double, larger jet, now crammed into a smaller space, because it was cheaper to run the planes than it was to make people comfortable or give them more space. So here we have an example of, and who was to know? I mean, I don't know if I'm, the airline needs to make money. The planes are nowhere near as comfortable as they used to be with the wide-bodied situation that they existed before. But, you know, you get into those small tin cans and the air recirculates, and no matter what they tell you they have for filters or purifiers or all that stuff, it still is a lot of people in a very small. And that's one of the reasons I was supposed to be in L.A. this morning. And I just decided, after talking to everybody involved, my family and the doctor that I was going to see out there, she said, you know, it still is the Wild West here. Los Angeles is a mess. Getting here is a mess. So I wouldn't do it now. Don't. And so I didn't. And, you know, you look around and you think, are we going to be able to travel? Look at the spots that are running on TV for people to buy new cars, or the recreational vehicle people who are advertising everywhere. Man, those things are selling like you wouldn't believe.
The first rentals. Time the TSA said that the checkpoints at U.S. airports on June 11th hit 500,000 people, which is the first time since it was
three months.
Since March, since we went under a shutdown. And CNN did a really interesting piece also this week. They said that they were trying to weigh whether or not it's safer to fly or to drive, which a lot of families, I think, are thinking about as they think about getting out of town for summer vacation. And according to this one family who, like, waited, they decided to use air travel, and everybody was fine because they took a lot of precautions. But I think that's a conversation a lot of people are having, whether or not, you know, if you do want to take some time off and you want to get out of the house, are you going to rent a car and maybe change the way vacation looks? I think we never used to think twice about just hopping on a plane and flying to our destination if we could afford it. But now there's that quandary. Do we stay a few nights in hotels across the country, or do we get on a plane and just make it a quick trip?
Yeah. Interesting, the European Union calling on its members to open borders to travelers starting the 1st of July, urging individual countries to open up travel between the European Union and all the other, you know, each individual country. And they want to do that because they think that the situation is better than it was, better and better, so they say. The significance of transmission through tourism and long-distance travel will probably be small. So I wonder if we can apply that thinking here to our country. What do you think, ladies? The idea.
I don't know. Are they still doing the two-week quarantine if you fly over to Europe, or they want to get rid of that now, I guess?
I think they want to get rid of it because they
I know Greece is desperate to reopen.
Tourism,
they live on tourism
dollars have gone into the tank. Yeah, they don't have any money. Now, it's, you know, see the same thing everywhere. The states are going to run out of money, and service is going to be curtailed, and people are going to get upset about it. Back to what I said before, everybody needs to be an activist now and let people know, participate in what you want your government to look like. What is the way for it to spend its, well, it isn't its money, it's your money. How do you want it to be spent? Where is the focus? Because you got to cut. It's going to have to be, and some things are more serious and more necessary, but the picture going forward is not going to be as lucrative. Municipalities, states, the country is not going to be able to afford all the stuff unless we just want to spend money and not care how to pay it all back. And, you know, we've heard for years that we spend this money today and put the burden on the backs of our children and our grandchildren to pay the bill. And that's becoming more and more, unless we just have a complete collapse of the dollar or the value of any currency and start from scratch and just wipe everything out. Everybody declares bankruptcy. Everything is bankrupt. We don't have any money, and we start over again. That may be part of what some people think is a good idea. I don't know if I think it's a good, but I think you got to be realistic about it. You know, the government just basically printed. They did not borrow the money. They just basically printed trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars to be used.
Well, because of that, the dollar is now is actually a great time to go over to Europe because dollar is almost the same value as a euro.
That's been a long time since that was the case.
A long time, yep.
Clip of the day on the DJV program. Should Election Day be a holiday? We come to certain conclusions in that discussion. So if you're interested in listening to little pithy things, maybe you didn't hear the discussion, the conversation, Idea started with a company called Blue Apron, giving their workers the day off to go vote. And then we all started talking about Election Day being a national holiday. If you can give a day to that idiot Columbus, then you ought to be able to think positively about Election Day being a holiday. Or maybe we should put it on Columbus Day. How about that? Just anything that makes voting a priority. Listen to the conversation at djvshow.com and listen to the whole show every day, all day, at djvshow.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Social distancing doesn't mean social isolation. In fact, being alone for long periods of time can actually be bad for your mental health. So with so many of us self-isolating today, can technology help? Well, we asked clinical psychologist Dr. Manik Bhatia.
Absolutely. You know, we're living in social distance, but we can socialize with distance. And with distance, that comes the idea of, yes, you can text a friend, you can call a friend, you can FaceTime or, you know, Google Duo or fill in the blank social media device and reach out to people and engage in these kinds of ways of staying connected in a safe way. Every day I FaceTime with my family. And this is very important right now in this time, given that we're all feeling so disconnected, you know, in the physical sense, but it does not mean we can't talk to people, you know, through technology.
Remember, just because you're self-isolating doesn't mean you have to be alone.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
A fun and exciting way to catch bass is on Topwater Lures. We will share tips for catching bass this way right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Safe System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
Catching bass on topwater lures is very effective in low light conditions, like early in the day or later in the evening. The wind dies down and the fish are actively feeding. When a bass hits your frog, buzz bait, walking bait, or popper, make sure you feel the fish before you set the hook. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the public radio stations that for a long, long time have played old-time radio shows from the 30s, 40s, 50s, they are unable to find shows that don't have, quote-unquote, offensive content, so pretty much they're stopping the golden age of radio. I know that when I was running WEEI in Boston, and my friend Bob Kay, who's our general fix-it person here, he actually gave me the idea because he at the time was the program director at WCAU in Philadelphia. And they had later, I forget whether I worked for him there before or after I was at EEI, but the point is we played a lot of old-time radio. And I had a big to-do about Amos and Andy when I was there. And all that stuff, there's a whole bunch of that stuff that's around sexist comment, racist comment. So that's pretty much all gonzo, which is kind of sad in a way. 21 after the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot of music stories in this hour. Every hour of the DJV program features a portion of the hour. This portion of the hour focused on music, music personalities, songs, etc. Kelly Clarkson in the news because she and her husband have separated after 7 years of marriage. She filed for divorce from Brandon Blackstock, who is 43 a week ago, citing irreconcilable differences. The ladies think that he was having a poo-poo with somebody else.
It was just really fast. I mean, they've been together. It's not like they were separated. If you follow them on Instagram, it seemed very quickly.
Right.
A quick couple separation.
Wed in 2013, had 2 children. Blackstone has 2 children from an earlier marriage. Through the China pandemic, the family's been quarantined together in their ranch, Montana. It's a nice place to be, if you will. I don't think this... Montana is just such a wonderful state, a beautiful state. And so if you got to be cooped up, I guess that's as good a place as any. In April, the husband gathered 3 of the 4 children to create a special video message for Kelly's birthday to be shared with her audience on her talk show. Back in December, Kelly showed Brandon some love by gifting him 2 snowmobiles for his birthday so they could spend more time together. Through their relationship...
Yeah, I think he was up to something.
Yep, right. And she found out.
I feel sorry for her. I like her so much.
She's so sweet. I know. She's
very likable.
Like she's sweet.
Guy's got to be a jerk. All right, 24 and change after the hour now. The story of a man that I remember very well. This guy, I remember interviewing him not once, but a couple of times. Song that he went around the world singing. He was one of the sweetest, simplest guys. He had a song, and he made a career out of this song, traveling all around the world. Indianapolis-born Bobby Lewis. The song, Tossing and Turning. Crank that up a little, everybody. There you go, ladies, all know this song?
Yeah.
Came from 19, it was a recording in the fall of 1960, summer of 61. It was on top of the Hot 100, the Billboard charts, number 1 for 7 weeks. Was also named Billboard's number 1 single in 1961, besting songs like Run Around Sue, Runaway, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, Elvis's Surrender. Last year, Rolling Stone placed Tossin' and Turnin' at number 1 on their list celebrating the 20 biggest songs of the summer, 1960s. It was a great year, and there were a lot of hot songs, and this was it. Tossin' and Turnin', covered by artists like the Supremes, the Kingsmen, the Marvelettes. It was in the National Lampoon's Animal House. Also an American Graffiti. Despite that song's success, he only had one more top 10 single during his career, One Track Mind, but never went anywhere. He was so blessed, he said, being able to go around the world and sing the song. Imagine, your whole life built around one song. And that was the story of Bobby Lewis and Tossin' and Turnin'. 95 years old, so he had a good life, that's for sure, singing that song. Tossing and Turning. Blues Hall of Fame legend Betty LeVette released a cover of Billie Holiday's standard Strange Fruit in conjunction with ongoing protests against racism and violence toward blacks in America. Excuse me, Miss LeVette chose to share the song ahead of schedule because of what's going on. Written by Jewish poet Abel Meerpol, originally recorded by Billie Holiday in 1939. This song you're listening to, Strange Fruit, inspired by a photo of two black men lynched by a crowd of whites, seen smiling and pointing out the men's bodies to the camera. When you think about that, 80 years after that, the song, it's so distressing to think that this kind of stuff went on in our country. It really is. It sickens me. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea spoke at a press briefing announcing the closing of the city's anti-crime unit.
These are the plainclothes units that operate our traditional anti-crime. Effective immediately, we will be transitioning those units, roughly 600 people citywide. This is a seismic shift in the culture of how the NYPD polices this great city. It will be felt immediately in the communities that we protect. We can do it with brains. We can do it with guile. We can move away from brute force.
President Trump reacted to the Supreme Court ruling that protects LGBT rights in the workplace.
I've read the decision, and some people were surprised, but they've ruled, and we live with their decision. That's what it's all about. We live with the decision of the Supreme Court.
The vote was 6-3 with Justice Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's first appointee to the court, writing the majority opinion. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump is expected to announce executive action on law enforcement reform. The White House's Kellyanne Conway had this to say.
There are several principles that have been discussed. Obviously, the president's been listening to many different people across the aisle and across the country. You know, we'll be talking about the role of law enforcement, making sure that people understand the role is to keep their communities safe and their neighborhoods protected. We need more resources and more research on mental health for many of our police officers. The suicide rates are very high for active duty ones.
Yes.
And we need to make sure that there is additional grant programs and legislation that meets this moment.
A spike in coronavirus cases in some states makes sense to at least one doctor. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
New coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in record numbers are sweeping through the United States. A few of the states seeing the most increases in positive tests include Arizona, Texas, and Florida. Regarding more cases, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reminds everyone,
this is still the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic as it pertains here to the United States. Yes, it all started out in the Northeast where we had a drastic rise of cases, but now we're seeing that initial wave hit other states as well. We're still at a little over 20,000 new cases a day, and that number has been pretty steady since the end of March. So although in the Northeast we're seeing a drastically reduced amount of new cases throughout the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at the ready here, and we're into gamesmanship. The problem with a rat race is if you win, you're still a rat. Something I saw Lily Tomlin said many years ago. How you do business, why you do business, how you play the game, if you will, and maybe that's the focus of the Red Sox story, Victoria, yeah?
Well, I don't know if you heard about this over the weekend, but the story certainly caused a backlash kind of on both sides, almost an equal reaction. In Boston, the former Red Sox player Kevin Youkilis has opened up about some racist experiences that he had while he was playing at Fenway Park. He is 41. He is a former All-Star for the Red Sox. He's white. And he said there was one incident where a fan came running down, I guess towards the field, and he said this fan was being extra harsh towards our black players. And he did an interview last week talking about this, and he said, I just got fed up, and I stood up, and I told him, shut the F up. If you don't like it, then get out of here. He said, I'll never forget that moment because I was boiling over. You could see the tension, and it wasn't the same tension that was towards a white player. And so this interview that he did kind of sparked other players to come out and talk about their experiences in Boston. And former MLB player Torrey Hunter, who's black, said that he actually that he said, quote, "I've been called the N-word in Boston more than 100 times. Every single time I was there, little kids, grown-ups sitting right next to them, didn't correct them, didn't say anything. It starts from that age, from such a young age." And he said it got to the point where he was so fed up with it that he put a no-trade clause in all of his contracts to keep him out of Boston. And so once these players started talking about it, the Red Sox actually issued a statement in response to these interviews and the things coming out. And I thought it was pretty interesting. Now, this is where the fans are backlashing now against the Red Sox. So the Red Sox official statement said, "Torrey Hunter's experience is real. If you doubt him because you've never heard it yourself, take it from us. It happens. Last year, there were 7 reported incidents at Fenway Park where fans used racial slurs. Those are just the ones we know about. It's not only players. It happens to the dedicated black employees who work for us on game days. Their uniforms may be different, but their voices and experiences are just as important. We're grateful to everyone who's spoken up and remain committed to using our platform to amplify the many voices who are calling out injustice." And then they went on to say, "There are well-established consequences for fans who use racial slurs and hate speech in our venue, and we know we have to do more now. So true change starts from within," they said, "and we identify how we can do better. Please know that we are listening, we hear you, and we believe you." Apparently a lot of black fans who have been from out of town, or even our Red Sox fans, they came forward saying that that's a problem that they've experienced just being fans
Nothing new.
In the stand.
Nothing
I know, Boston
new.
Is...
Boston is one of the most racist cities in our country, and we don't seem to give it, if credit is the right word. I grew up in an area where it wasn't so much of a problem. My father grew up in South Boston. It was a problem there.
Why?
There were
what
gangs.
Causes it? This is a progressive
Well, I think I'm thinking of the song Teach Your Children. I'm thinking about how this stuff goes on and on and on and on. And I go back to the question which I have always asked. Why? What is there about the color of somebody's skin that makes you so uncomfortable?
I mean, let's talk about what really is happening there. I mean, I think that, yes, that's a great conversation to have around a fire one night, but what causes it? Could it be, I mean, the only thing that pops into my head in Boston is that you have a lot of neighborhoods. Like, it seems like there's Little Italy, there's...
Oh, yeah. Well,
so,
like,
and this is, and I know this, you know, when we talk about systemic racism, and I know it makes people crazy when I say, okay, we can make an argument for it, we can make an argument against it, but is it helpful because it seems like it becomes something that people have to carry with them?
What's the argument for racism?
No. What I'm saying is you can argue that it exists or it doesn't exist is what I'm saying. Not for
well,
and against it.
Who says
it
doesn't exist?
Well, I mean, we've argued about it on this show. I don't know. I mean, in some places maybe it does, in others it doesn't. In any case, the argument instead of making it that is, does it create something that people have to carry with them? And is that helpful or does it just play into more division? And I think this is what maybe we see in Boston is these different neighborhoods that are set up because we all want to be culturally with our own people or whatever
I've
that means.
I've heard that. When I was in college, it was this black student
union. Could
that
be more harmful than...
And why did you want to have... You know, everybody has talked about for years and years, that you make a very good point, Jennifer, and it's one that, you know, you flip a light switch here, and now I'm thinking back to when there was a lot... I was in college during the 60s and 64, in fact, I was a freshman in 1964 when all this stuff was going on. And we made strides, we made attempts, made decisions in our lives, even at that age, if there was a problem to address it. I remember I was in a small little Midwestern town, a college town, and there were two colleges there, and I remember, you know, some discussion about it. But I also remember how it seemed at the time, excuse me, that everybody wanted to be considered together. Let's all be one was one of the slogans. Let's all be one. And yet there were demands, maybe of a campus of 1,200 at the, maybe 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 people at school at the time. There may have been 100 blacks that were on the campus that came from Cleveland and Columbus and some of the bigger Indianapolis, some of the bigger Midwestern cities, Rochester, New York. I remember some of the guys who came. No women. I couldn't tell you there were a dozen black women on the campus, many more black men than women. But they wanted a black student union, and nobody could understand. In that time, there was a call for unity, and yet they wanted to have, and they still do, they wanted to. And I remember having the conversation with a guy who was a very good friend of mine. I can see him now. He was a football player, a member of the X's, short guy, stocky, good football player. And I said, why? Well, because we want to have our own identity among our own people. But what about all of us getting along? Well, he says, we kind of get along, don't we? I said, yeah, you and I get along fine. But he said, not everybody sees it that way, and we feel more comfortable being around our own people. And then I said, so why do you want to be included? I'm confused. I remember having that conversation with him, and he said, you know, that there's some individual blacks, or many individuals, when they're alone, they're saying one thing, but when they're in a group, they say something else. And one wonders if that isn't the case, pretty much the groupthink thing that guides us or forces us into positions no matter what the issue. Is it, are we now experiencing groupthink is a question. We all know there's a problem. There's been a problem. There's been forever a problem. And it isn't just here. Did you see the story in Canada from the weekend and see the video of the Indian chief, the Indian, well, not Indian, what do they call them in Canada?
Are they First Nation
here
in Canada?
I don't know. I think so, maybe. This footage shows a Chippewa Nation chief named Alan Adam being beaten by a Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The confrontation took place in Fort McHenry in Alberta. So now there are protests that are running across Canada because of things like this that are now becoming more apart. And some of the Canadians say, oh, this is America's fault. All this is spilling over from the U.S. Hello, you dummy.
I thought the Mounties were like just they looked pretty and they sat on horses. And I didn't think they beat people.
Well, I didn't either.
They carry clubs.
Yeah. Justin Trudeau has called for an independent investigation. The footage was released on Thursday.
Did he do that after he took his blackface off, or did he have that on when he called for it?
You're talking about Justin Trudeau?
Oh, sorry, bad joke. Because,
well, no, but you see, that's it.
It was one of them.
Look at the stir that created. And I don't know. It's very frustrating. And now, one of the things that I do on the air, beside the DJV program, is a show called The American Family Farmer. And this last episode is a focus. You were familiar with the issue, Victoria. The story, I was talking about racism in farms, the minority farms. The fact that farmers can't get loans from the federal government. The black farmers can't sell their products because they're excluded from markets. You think this is just in education or whatever, it's everywhere. It is. When you talk about
the systemic part of it.
Yes.
That's
right.
Why it's called that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's part of our discussion in the current podcast, recent American Family Farmer show, focusing on racism in agriculture and how prominent it is. You can check out the podcast. It's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Mom, delivery! You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovery musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on Lisa. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I want to do a little political overview here. Very little. I boxed myself in time-wise because I don't want to spend too much time on this. Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Donald Trump was interviewed. Jennifer and I and Victoria just talked about this off the air, how the interview that aired with Trump seem to see hear a softer side. I paid attention to it.
I didn't see it,
just
for the record, so I was not participating in that. It
was just an interesting kind of, okay, what do I do if I'm not here down the road?
I'd watch it. I think it's actually, it's just a different side.
No, it's a different side of him. It is.
And I think he talked a lot about race, which was interesting, too.
Well, I'm looking at these people. There's new names that have shown up to be perhaps... in the second slot, Amy Klobuchar, of course, has lost her perch because of stuff that's obvious. Senator Tammy Baldwin. I don't know. Who's she? I don't know anything about her.
Tammy Baldwin.
Who is she? I don't know.
I have not heard that name.
She's on the list. She's on the list now. Val Demings of Florida.
Yep, I know.
The lady from
Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin. Wow, okay. So that would be because of where she is. That's a really important state for him. She's white.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Junior senator there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list. There's a story in today's New York Times about who's on the list. Kamala Harris, no. Elizabeth Warren, no. And why did they even put those women on the list?
Because Kamala Harris is the front runner right now. Yeah, so as much as you don't like it, that's his top, at this point, one of the top.
Oh, amen. Okay. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Three past the hour now in the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with a thought or two or three about the flattening of the curve. How are you planning to become more health conscious, whether it's at work or at home or in leisure time, whatever it is, however it is, it certainly is taking a different shape. And so it's time we think things out a little bit differently. And so I've invited Jennifer Peterson, who's vice president, member of the brand at HON Company, an HR researcher. So I guess I want to start with HON. Jennifer, what's HON?
So we are, the HON Company is a manufacturer of office furniture. And we, you know, we've been around since the 1940s providing great solutions in the office furniture industry to businesses.
So as people work from home, how have you found your business changing? How are you helping people? How are the solutions that you're offering different? Because it certainly is, no matter how you slice it, we're in a whole new, the new normal, some people call it the new world order, whatever it is. So how is it taking shape in your company, and how are you helping people through the needs that they have?
Yeah, so as we think about people working from home, you know, as you read about it and as I learned from my own experience with our employees here, you know, we've pivoted to working from home in early March, and we are just now starting to re-enter the office environment. So starting with the work from home piece, you know, we have created some really great solution sets to help people think about how they outfit their home office in a way that makes them productive and promotes wellness. So as we think about this, you know, people, my friends and my family and people that I talk with, I'm always astounded to learn where they're doing their work from home. It's their dining room tables, or it's their in a hard, you know, folding chair, or maybe from their sofa. So I think, you know, the first thing we need to do is help people get out of those uncomfortable scenarios and into furniture that has, a good ergonomic task chair or even a height adjustable table or, a riser that you can put on your countertop that will fit a variety of spaces, whether it's a small office or a shared space that you're trying to put in your living room, for example. But getting people in the right furniture options to promote wellness and productivity.
You know, one of the things that's emerging that I've been talking about on the air is the use of Airstreams or RVs in driveways. People are making offices out of these recreational vehicles. And I would think that would be another interesting thing for you to confront or to help people with the kinds of the chairs. You know, it may have seemed mundane before, but it isn't mundane. It's something that, you know, I have a home office and worked in my home office for decades. And I made sure that I had a really good working setup with the desk and the chairs and the tables and the computers and stuff. And one of the things I think people don't necessarily realize is how much damage they can do to themselves, to their bodies, if they aren't using things that you're extolling the value of here.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we take for granted when we're in the office environment and, you know, the quality furniture that everybody is sitting in all day long, there's a lot of research and expertise that goes into designing that so that it's good for your body. So it promotes productivity and wellness, and it helps people be more efficient during the workday. And, you know, on that note, thinking about just working from home differently, getting your office set up is really important, and having that dedicated space.
Yeah, and not being distracted. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that necessarily need to be there. Do you have a catalog, or you must have a website where people can go, because this is fascinating. I want to know more about this company, the Hahn Company.
Yeah, we do. We have a website. It's Hahn.com, H-O-N.com. And on that website, we have a couple of spaces dedicated to, one, work from home inspiration and solutions, and a place to click and learn more about a corporate standards program for your company or for you individually, and also a space, healthy workspace solutions as well.
All right. This sounds great. Jennifer Peterson, an expert in the workplace as we redefine it. Get information on what is offered by the company by going to Hahn.com, H-O-N.com. All right. Thanks to Jennifer. Some good, inspiring ideas for the workplace as we move ahead into this, whatever it is, the new world order. HON.com, that's the website. Thank you. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.